This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three. We do this every night. 3 hours of live radio where we want to hear from you. We want to know what's important to you. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. We've been all over the place. We've talked about this huge bust of a kiddie porn website. We've talked a lot about cryptocurrencies and privacy, and we are going to tell you about how Elon Musk smoking weed with Joe Rogan ended up costing taxpayers $5 million.
Okay, first off, these things don't cost taxpayers money. They cost the government money. The money has already been stolen from the taxpayers. They don't have it anymore.
That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is saying, that's my damn money, and you guys stole it. I still claim possession of it.
Yeah, well, you can claim possession of it, but you don't have possession of it, so your claim is nonsense.
Yeah, their answer is going to be, what you going to do
exactly.
About it?
Exactly, which is why people are getting frustrated.
Are they?
I think a lot of people are frustrated.
Yeah.
Half the people are frustrated because, you know, billionaires are obviously not paying their fair share.
Well, you know, screw that.
What's fair about taxes?
I'm being facetious. But that's the tack that some people take. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the phone. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Alexa, are you connected to the CIA? Now, everybody's room is, they've got, got Alexa answering them right now.
Not me.
Okay, so I called about Bitcoin because, you know, I used to do programming like 25 years ago, and I maintain our computer systems and our network and stuff, but I haven't really done any kind of serious programming in over 25 years. So I'm out of the loop. I don't understand exactly how crypto coins work, but they have to have some kind of a communication protocol that they're using. Now, what would stop the government from interrupting that communication protocol, at least within the borders of this country? I don't think they could do it worldwide.
A VPN. If you're both connected to VPNs with their outlet in Switzerland, then it's nothing's happening in this country.
But Gene, don't they block VPNs in China? Like, you've been to China a few times. Don't they have ways of detecting
people?
Well,
that's one of the things I've been concerned about is because when I do go to China, it is getting difficult to block, you know, to get outside internet connections. But they can't block every VPN. What they do is they block known VPNs. Like, I have a VPN that goes directly to my modem at the office, so I can always connect to that VPN when I'm in China because China hasn't blocked my IP address.
Right.
They don't know that my IP address is a VPN server for only for me. You know, I can connect to it at any time. But some of the commercial VPN things are getting difficult because they got a big spreadsheet of all the known VPN IP addresses. And they simply block your connection to that IP address.
Sure. I think what this means is people are going to innovate. You know, the more governments crack down on privacy, on security, then people will come up with ways around it, you know?
Well, you had
what
asked,
do you think?
Well, you had said earlier that you would hope that people start valuing privacy. And maybe there will be something that triggers a greater interest in privacy at some point in the future. It doesn't seem like that's the case today. It seems like the opposite is the case, where people have been convinced to give up their privacy in return for convenience. And it's an attractive package, you know, getting all kinds of wonderful services in return for just having no privacy privacy whatsoever.
Right.
That's the state that we find ourselves in today. However, there is still enough interest in privacy to drive research and development, as we've seen with the various different crypto coins like Monero and the others out there, the Mimblewimble coins. So at the very least, there's enough of a market demand for privacy to where we have some pretty decent tools for those who do wish to seek that. I just don't see it being market, you know, heavily market demanded at any time soon.
So I do still have a technical curiosity about what protocol the Bitcoin uses, and I think nobody knows.
Well, nobody knows, and but it's not something that can be very quickly.
It's not a general conversation.
I would suggest checking out Mastering Bitcoin.
The book.
It's from O'Reilly and Associates, written, I think, by one of the Andreases.
Andreas Antonopoulos.
Quite possibly,
so,
yeah.
It's not TPI.
It is.
It runs over TCP/IP, but then there's a wire protocol on top of that.
Just like
HTTP is a protocol on top of TCP/IP, or FTP is a protocol on top of TCP/IP.
Right. Bitcoin will use ports.
Oh, well, that's part of the TCP/IP protocol.
TCP/IP. But, you know, like I said, I mean, maybe it'll be the other way around. Maybe innovation will, you know, we don't know which cryptocurrency is going to be the winner. Is it going to be Bitcoin?
No,
is it going to be Bitcoin Cash? It could be any of them.
It could be something we haven't
seen
yet.
There's not going to be a winner. That's absurd.
Well, it could
be somebody on top.
Somebody is going to have the bulk of the market.
To me, that's as strange as saying there's going to be one bank on top and all other banks
there is one bank on
subservient.
Top.
Yeah, but it takes guns to keep it that way. If the Federal Reserve is on top, because if you compete with them, they'll kill you.
I'm not talking about central banks. I'm talking about their member banks, if you will. Bank of America, I believe, has more branches than any other. You can also measure them based on the number of assets.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them the winner, because there's a lot of other places you can
bank. Well, there are other options, but there's always going to be a king of the hill. There's always going to be a number one at fill in the blank.
And there can be the okay.
Bitcoin's the number one crypto by market cap.
There's a big difference between having the biggest market cap and having a monopoly.
Mine's
bigger than yours.
Huh?
Mine's bigger than yours.
Nobody here was saying there's going to be a monopoly. Yeah. In the same way that there's a top car manufacturer, there's going to be a top crypto.
And it's going to change.
Sure, and that'll go back and forth. So there's no single winner. There's just who's doing better this year.
Right. So what I hope is whichever coin is ended up on top, I hope they build in privacy. I hope that becomes an option or more or less a feature of all top cryptocurrencies, so that they're all competing on that level. And then when people just do their stuff, it will already be there.
We have it. Chris has finally abandoned Bitcoin maximalism.
So, he's not a maximalist.
I love it.
You're the one who told me you was.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Are you a maximalist, Chris?
The word maximalist came out after I was involved in Bitcoin, so I don't know.
He'll take any crypto.
I will. I'll accept any crypto. What I do is almost any crypto I will then convert into Bitcoin.
Okay, that may be a maximalist.
That's maximalisty.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to protocols. There was.
Well, wait, before you do that, Gene, I got to call out Chris here, because if on one hand you're saying you want to see a privacy coin rise to the top, but then on the other hand your actions are to convert every privacy coin you receive to Bitcoin, you're part of the problem.
Yeah,
if you want privacy coins to do well,
you should be converting everything to Monero and Hush and the other. Is it Hush?
Hush is one of them.
Duke is working on
Hushmail. He's working on messaging protocol built on Zcash. But
it has a crypto.
The idea. I want to see Bitcoin implement some more of these privacy features.
Well,
and
they're not implementing much of anything.
No, they're not.
You can't bolt privacy onto a non-private coin. I don't think that's a realistic
They probably could.
Yeah, it's
but they don't seem to be interested in that.
Not today. And I hope they do.
Not
today. I want to see that.
Not today.
I'm sorry, Gene. We're gonna. If you want to hang on, we can get back to you here in just a moment. More with Gene,
okay.
The Christian anarchist, calling us from wherever it is he's calling us from.
But,
so stand by.
Yeah, we are talking Bitcoin, and I guess we'll probably keep talking cryptocurrencies. 855 450 free. Have you taken the step into cryptocurrencies, or are you just confused by it? We hope we can illuminate some of your confusion. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air and tell us what's on your mind. But first, I wanted to tell you about Fortune DNA. Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free, have your money liquid, and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS? And no, it's not a Roth. Visit dna.freetalklive.com for your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday, October 22nd at 8 p.m. With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use the money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal. Avoid the volatility of the market. Put certainty back in your investing future and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA, the number one asset protection and tax strategy firm in the country. Join the ultra wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive. Visit dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday, October 22nd at 8 p.m. That's dna.freetalklive.com. So we have been talking cryptocurrency. That seems to be the question. The other question is Chris a maximalist? Am I so caught up in Bitcoin that I disregard all other cryptocurrencies? The jury seems out. Rich is...
Kinda.
Okay, I got a kinda. I'm probably like an 80% maximalist. So
yeah, I mean, what's the so you'd say 80% of your portfolio is Bitcoin, BTC?
I will not talk about my portfolio or its distribution or whether I even have a portfolio.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I have a portfolio.
Okay.
And it's about one third of it is in dollar stable coins, and the rest of it is split up between five cryptocurrencies in equal amounts.
Okay. Yeah, to me those are personal questions. I wouldn't ask you any detail about that. I do like Bitcoin. I'm in the minority here in Keene, New Hampshire, because a lot of people and a lot of good effort has been put in by a lot of folks to spread the word of Bitcoin Cash, and I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's doesn't do it for me, and that's all right too. I mean, people have different preferences in what they do.
Some people like high transaction fees, some people like low transaction fees.
Well, and some people don't mind paying a 16-cent transaction fee, which I did today. I mean, so Bitcoin's fees can vary wildly.
This is true.
And they can be really high and they can be really low. But there are other features of Bitcoin that I like, and for those reasons, I do tend to gravitate towards Bitcoin.
You're struck by them? Are you struck by lightning?
I'm probably the only one in the studio who's ever used Lightning, the Lightning Network.
Lightning is a Bitcoin thing they're working on that isn't quite ready yet, from what I understand.
Yeah, it is very cutting edge, and it's usually about...
We call that the bleeding edge.
That would be an accurate definition. We're going to go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. You still with us?
Yeah, back to protocols, and the reason that I thought about protocols is because I've been watching these MadeSafe people for over 10 years. I'm sure you're familiar with MadeSafe and the Safe Network, but they use their whole idea is to build a new internet based on the structure and backbone of the existing internet. I believe they're using HTTP protocol for their entire thing to operate on, so if... Mm-hmm. It can't be shut down unless they shut down HTTP, which would basically shut down the entire internet. And what it is it's decentralized, like all of these other things that are so great, and it's encrypted, and it has its own crypto coin built into it, and it can you can run apps on it and do all kinds of things on it. But the problem with it is, like I say, I've been watching them 10 years, and I've been waiting for these guys to actually
develop.
Yeah,
they don't actually have anything, do they? Is it even available?
Yes, I've downloaded and used their beta stuff.
Okay.
But it's not very, there's not much you can do with it because there aren't a lot of apps that'll run on it. But it is there, and I'm just waiting for them to finish something because it's been over 10 years I've been watching these guys.
Wow.
And they still haven't put anything out. I was really hoping that by now we would have something like this available that you could basically have 100% anonymity. You could do trading. You could do communications. You could watch videos. And it, the neat thing about their network is that you can store things in the cloud, and it's encrypted and split up amongst all the other servers out there. And when you want it, you just extract it all back, and it and
right.
you have the keys to decrypt it. And you also share a portion of your storage for the main for the network, and you know everybody shares basically a portion of their hard drive.
Right.
And
right.
the nice thing about that is if you've got random content that's posted on your PC, then and being served from your PC, then basically the government can't distinguish between things that are being sent to your PC because you're caching and serving them, and things that are being sent to your PC because that's what you're actually looking at.
Yeah, and this sounds interesting. I need to look more into this, but there are
there's a collection.
You described a lot of different things where there are individual projects that do part of that. MadeSafe sounds like it's trying to do all of it.
Yeah, because I've heard of storage, which is decentralized storage.
Sure, Sia Coin's another storage coin.
Yeah, so that's been done, and that's been done for a while. You know, they're still working on it. I don't know what their statuses are as far as how usable it is, but those ideas exist. How encrypted it is, I suspect it is encrypted, so you wouldn't know what files of other people's you're storing on your computer. So if there's illegal things in those files, you would have plausible deniability about that, in theory, at least. Though I
the way their system works is that whatever you store into the cloud, which is partially contained on your hard drive, is split up into multiple, you know, like a billion pieces,
right.
And those billion pieces go to different areas, and they're backed up. They're not just one copy. There'll be like three copies all over, and somehow they have the ability to bring all those bits and pieces back and present your video or whatever. So if like, for instance, the government came in and stole your computer from you, the data's not on your computer, so it doesn't matter. In fact, you get another computer and you set up your keys, you can get all of your data back instantly.
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting idea, and I hope this becomes... This is what I hope. I hope these ideas become important to people. I hope YouTube keeps being as offensive as they are about, you know, content creators and decide they want to be everybody's morality, because that will drive the need for these types of coins. Gene, thanks for the call. The question becomes, will they be easy enough for regular everyday people to use? I certainly hope that's the case. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll free number. 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a very cool app. You can find out more at discord.com. But the idea is you can use, it has chat rooms like text chat, but it also has voice chat rooms, and you can use one of Free Talk Live's call-in lines built into the Discord software after you connect to us, and you can chat just like calling on the phone and talking to us. You can use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you'll sound like you were just in the studio with us. In studio tonight, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we just talked to Gene, the Christian anarchist, who wanted to talk about cryptocurrencies and things like that. We value his opinion because he also travels often to China. And it's interesting to find out what's going on over there and how abusive that government has become and what he sees as potential solutions to get around it in case we have to do the same thing here. Yeah. But he was calling on Discord, and the call really did sound good. It sounds better than most. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the ATF.
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Aren't they the BATF?
Yeah, it's...
Didn't they add bombs to that or something?
They're actually the BATFE, I think.
Right.
They added explosives, and B is for Bureau.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But they're here to protect us. And what the ATF, what most firearms owners, their contact with the ATF is to fill out a form if you want to go to a registered firearms company or excuse me, a retailer or something like that. You fill out a form when you buy a gun. And
but some children get especially lucky and get burned alive by the ATF.
That is that true. Happened in Waco. That did happen in Waco. But the ATF has always had, and they interpret a lot of the rules that are passed by Congress. And they've had a long history of interpreting this law of what defines a firearm. And it's kind of coming under scrutiny because the ATF's definition of an AR-15 lower as a firearm is in serious trouble. So just to take a step back here, AR-15 is a well-known sporting rifle. It's similar to the M4, the M16, what our troops use in combat, and it looks
except
like
it doesn't have full auto. The M4 and the M16 both do.
Are fully automatic. AR-15s are going to be semi-automatic because it's very difficult to purchase a fully automatic weapon in the United States. You can still own them, but they have to be made before 1986, and the supply is very limited because you can't make new weapons that were made before 1986, so they command a very high
price. Those are hard to produce.
Yeah. They haven't really worked out time travel, all the kinks there yet. But you also have to pay a $200 tax stamp and things like that. But one of these things that came up with AR-15s are an AR-15 is actually made of two major pieces, an upper receiver where the bolt goes and the lower receiver where the magazine goes, where you insert your rounds and things like that. So the theory has always been, according to the ATF and according to manufacturers, is, well, even though an AR-15 is two major parts, we only consider the lower receiver, the lower part, to be an actual firearm. You can have, you know, upper receivers, and that includes the bolt, and that includes the barrel, and you have one of those by itself, it's not a firearm.
Okay.
But if you add in the lower receiver, well...
Or if you have a lower receiver alone and no other parts.
They consider just the lower receiver a firearm, even though you can't fire anything out of it.
Not easily.
But the point being, yeah, it takes two pieces put together to become a functioning firearm.
It actually takes more than the two. You have to have the barrel, and you have to have all the little tiny parts before you have a gun.
Yeah, but for their purposes,
you have a piece of a gun.
Yeah, so their thing has always been, well, the lower receiver is what we're going to regulate. That's what we're going to track, and that's what we're going to require firearms manufacturers to stamp a serial number on, the lower receiver. And that's kind of always been the thing, but apparently there's been this discrepancy. First, credit where credit is due. This comes to us from Scott Glover of CNN, who managed to turn out an excellent article about a fairly arcane aspect of guns and firearms law while getting the details right. So hats off to CNN.
Wow.
That's a notable feat for legacy media these days. Read the whole thing here. But I'm not going to tell that. We'll post this on our website. Without that out of the way, it's easy to say the criminal prosecution, aborted though it was, that Glover had written about is worthy of noting and could make the ATF's job of regulating AR-15 sales going forward extremely difficult. CNN's article is titled, "He Sold Illegal AR-15s. Feds Agree to Let Him Go Free to Avoid Hurting Gun Control Efforts."
All right. I don't know what's going to happen here, so I'm interested to hear.
Here are the particulars. A Southern California man named Joseph Rowe produced 80% AR-15 lowers and complete rifles, some of which he allegedly sold, without a manufacturer's license, and some allegedly to prohibited persons. So the lower part, this part that's supposed to have a stamp on it and supposed to be certified as a firearm, you can sell them but don't complete them. If it's only 80% or less finished,
then it doesn't have to be stamped.
Doesn't have to have any
identification. It's just a piece of metal with no moving parts at that point.
Correct. And you can finish them at home legally.
Right.
And you would have a...
That's what the Ghost Gunner allows you to do, which we've discussed previously. The product that makes it easy to take a 80% lower and do the necessary finishing to it.
See, the interesting thing then would be to sell the 85% lower, have your own Ghost Gunner, and just let the customer push the button.
You could, but that presents problems, too, that are too complex. But then they will say you are a manufacturer because you have enabled someone. But actually, this story gets into that a little bit. At least a few of the guns he sold were used in crimes, including an 80% lower that was used as the basis for a rifle built in the 2013 shooting spree in Santa Monica. The ATF has been watching Roe for years and mounted a sting operation against him in 2014. They sent undercover agents into his South L.A. machine shop where he was holding what were basically build parties, where customers finished lowers and assembled completed rifles. Roe was eventually arrested and charged with running an unlicensed firearm manufacturing operation. But none of that is the interesting part of the story. The aspect that's worthy of your attention and is no doubt giving the ATF nightmares is the argument that Roe's attorney made in successfully defending his client. As you probably know, the only part of an AR-15, and this is just what we have talked about, the part of the lower assembly of an AR-15 that is actually considered the firearm. Joseph Roe was smart enough to hire a good attorney, Gregory Nicolaisen. Nicolaisen did his homework and actually read the federal statute that lays out what's constitutional, constitutes, legally speaking, a firearm, as CNN reported what Roe's case came to trial in 2018. Nicolaisen argued that the definition of a receiver under the relevant federal code differed in various ways from the AR-15 component Rob was accused of manufacturing. Under the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations, a firearm's frame or receiver is defined as, quote, the part of a firearm that provides housing for the hammer, bolt, or breech block and firing pin, and which is usually threaded at its forward portion to receive the barrel, unquote. In other words, the federal law doesn't accurately describe an AR-15. In other words, this law would be non-applicable if anybody challenged it.
We'll and they did. You.
And they did. 855 453, this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're in our final segment, but that doesn't mean you couldn't call in and get on the air if you like. We are talking, it's a little bit arcane, but
legal definitions,
and I'm sorry, the government came up with in the first place for an AR-15 and for all firearms. It has to do with how they track them and how they say they have to track them because that's important to them, not to me.
Look at how they're tracking, caught all these criminals from, the guy in Vegas, he shot up a bunch of people, all the people at the schools, they weren't caught in advance, so not really sure what all the tracking's doing exactly.
Not really doing any, but if you track harder, then that'll solve it. if you get more intrusive
paperwork
into people's lives and what tools they happen to buy, because a gun is a tool. But basically, this comes down to whether an AR-15 lower assembly is a firearm, and that's what the feds have always alleged. This is a firearm, except when you go back and you look at the actual law, an AR-15 doesn't meet the requirements
to be
an AR-15 lower assembly does not meet the requirements to be considered a firearm. Mm. Nor does the AR-15 upper assembly, and you got to have the upper connected to the lower to have a working gun. Neither of these pieces do. So they had
to drop the charges on this guy, right?
They didn't want to drop the charges. He took a plea agreement because he had sold a completed AR-15. And
Without the paperwork.
And what,
so they had him on one aspect.
They had him on that. And what they did was, and the court found this to be the case, tell you what, if you plead guilty to this charge of selling a completed firearm without a license, We'll just drop everything else. So this case...
And that's a felony?
This case will not make it into any legal books. I mean, that's the idea. They squashed
the
case.
Did he plead to a felony or a misdemeanor?
I don't know what the actual charge would be for selling a completed firearm.
They found he was guilty of selling completed firearms without a license, although it doesn't say right there whether that's a felony or not. It could be.
Yeah.
He would be allowed to withdraw the plea if he stayed out of trouble for a year. Prosecutors would then dismiss the case.
So this is actually much better than a plea agreement. It's more of
a dismissal in the future kind of thing.
There's a word for it. I can't remember what it is.
If he did this and he stayed out of jail, prosecutors would then dismiss the case. If Roe abides with the deal, he will have no criminal conviction and serve no time behind bars. And this is the important part. There would be no legal precedent established by this case.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't use it in the future. Sources familiar with the agreement.
But now that the cat's out of the bag, any attorney can make the same argument.
Well,
so they're just buying time.
Well, until they change the definition. I mean, this case only turned on the issue of what the law said about what defines a gun or a receiver or whatever. And so all they got to do is just change the wording.
Right. Now, that's going to be interesting because you really have a Congress divided. And there was a recent story that said no single topic divides America more. If you look at the election results, if you looked at it under the terms of who supports gun control and who doesn't, that seems to be the most divisive election deciding issue out there.
Well, nobody else is asking me to put a noose around my neck and stand on a trap door.
Right.
That's the only issue where that's going on.
This is where we can all hope for more gridlock, and that's what I want to see. I love gridlock. I think it's the best tradition we possibly have.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you really have gridlock? Trump has not been friendly towards gun owners.
Right. Other than banning bump stocks, which aren't even firearms, but now they're magically made into machine guns.
And
yes,
didn't,
he has
suppressors as well? Didn't he do something with suppressors?
He said he doesn't like them. And he hasn't taken any action yet.
Oh, okay. I thought there had been some action on suppressors.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. But it's interesting that, you know, basically if anybody tells you that you can't have a completed AR-15 lower assembly, half of a AR-15, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what you should be able to do is mail order two different pieces and stick them together. It takes about half a second to assemble an AR-15. Hmm. If you had a completed lower and a completed upper, and now you got a working AR-15.
Then you've got it, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's just insanity. And the insane thing is that we've allowed this to develop in the first place. Somebody voted to make these definitions. Somebody elected those politicians that they trusted so much that they would do the right thing to put this insanity together, and all it did was take away people's right to easily acquire a firearm. You shouldn't have to jump through hoops. You should be able to order from the Sears Roebuck catalog like we used to be able to do. But
The good old days.
Right. But now we rely on Washington for so much. Some people do. They believe they will keep us safe, even though they have no history of actually doing that. I'm going to go to the phones where I've got Dave in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, by definition, requiring a license to manufacture and sell firearms, by definition, is an infringement of the right to keep and bear arms.
Absolutely.
And, amen.
Yeah. And what you were just talking about ties in something that was on my list from a couple days ago. So let me fire on that right now. In Germany, they do not recognize precedent. The courts there do not get to set precedent. Every question that comes before any court is compared to law written by the people's representatives, theoretically, the legislature, parliament. And so every case that comes in is judged against the statute or the code and not against any previous judge's wrong or errant decision. And
so, we've had this discussion a little bit, and there was a story about Trump challenging basically the Supreme Court is going to look at whether precedent should be considered. And there was some disagreement, I think, about whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. And I'm open to that. But go ahead.
Are you arguing that this is a good thing or not, David?
My argument has been, I never thought about any of this until my government trafficked my children illegally. Then I started thinking about it, and one day it occurred to me that we should not have precedent. Every question should be like Germany. Every question that comes before the court should be compared to the statute, and the judge or jury decides, you know, how this case goes based on the law, and so, not by looking at some previous judge's decision. And then
that was my argument too. Are they just being lazy?
I don't think they're being lazy. I think it's conspiratorial. I think that that's a good way to have the courts be able to make law. And the court is not supposed to be able to make law. The court is supposed to be just a GD referee. They're just supposed to referee the game. That's what they're supposed to do. But that's not what they're doing. They're trying to make law. And so they're getting two bites. Hey, lawyers out there, to throw this back in your face, judges, you're getting two bites at the apple. And all these legal a-holes know what that means. You only get one bite at the apple in this case, and that's the legislature. When the people speak through their representatives, and the representatives make the law,
right,
that's the law, not what you say, judges.
Okay, real quick. Rich, I think you came up with an argument for precedent, that it could be a good thing.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for the idea of stare decisis, because it gives you something to rely on. Stare decisis is Latin, and it means let the judgment stand. But then again, certainly when courts err, that's something, and a great example of this is the one where they found that a man growing wheat on his own land for his own farm animals was engaged in
interstate
commerce, then it should definitely be overruled. I don't really know the answer.
Overrule them all. 855-450-FREE. You're not going to get us tonight, but thank you for listening. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.